Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to Fourth Down Focus, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. I am Dan Lundy, host of the podcast and founder of Fourth Down University, a company focused on the training and development of kickers, punters, snappers, and coaches. It's that time of year again. Football is back and the season is underway. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for pro and college football action. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests by visiting the website betonline.ag or using your mobile device. New customers can sign up using promo code NFL100 and take advantage of the opening day super promo, where you'll bet on the Buccaneers and Cowboys season opener, and any lost wagers of up to $25 will be fully refunded. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Episode 48 of the podcast welcomes Brett Buckridge, a native of Crawfordville, Florida. He played football for Wakulla High School before entering the United States Marine Corps. Buckridge served in the Marines as an infantryman and a team leader from 2014 to 2018. Shortly after his service, Buckridge walked on to long snap at Valdosta State University, where he earned his first start last Saturday against Savannah State. Brett, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Coach. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent, man. I just want to also add in real quick that I met you years ago. I work for Valdosta State each summer. I help them out with their summer camps and help out with the specialist components. And I always get to meet the players and the coaches. And we usually train before and after the actual camp for the high schoolers. And that's when I really get to know the guys. And Brett's been an awesome story. You know, I call you Buck, and I think I'm going to start calling you Buck on the show now that I got the formal intro out of the way. But I've seen you change your life, man. And it physically, going from a walk-on, coming off the service, and just like you were much older. I thought you were an assistant coach at first. So I can't wait to tell your story, man, because you just got a really, really positive way about how you attack life. And you don't say much, but you don't have to. And I like that about you. So we're going to get right into it. You're a walk-on, and walking on to college is not an easy assignment. Walk-ons often never play. And the ones who do are definitely outliers. Can you explain adversities you experienced as a walk-on and how your time in the service has taught you how to deal with adversity?
Yes, sir. Being a walk-on, it was quite an experience. It was a culture shock, really, going from the service back to college. And what I just had to learn was I knew I wasn't the best snapper. I remember I got out 2 weeks later, went to a MLK tryout for VSU, and I definitely wasn't the best snapper there, but Coach Webb gave me a chance and, you know, trying out and then realizing I made the team, you know, not getting invited to camp that first year. I didn't really know what was going on mainly, you know. I was just following along, watching the ropes. Most likely knew I was going to get redshirted, so I just had to wait my time and just really study the guys in front of me and learn the culture of college football.
You had quite a life before college football. And I think a lot of these kids that go into college football, they come to college football right from high school. And what that means is they've been with mom and dad. They haven't really seen a bad day before, is what I want to try to say. And I think that you had seen a bad day and you walked into a situation where you saw right away that I have to develop a skill set that matches what these guys need and want. And I think that most people don't let their egos go and realize this. And that's why they never play, because all they do is complain and they don't work. And I think it's very important just to sometimes acknowledge that I'm not ready yet. And the cool thing is I've got some time. You know, I'm going to redshirt this year and take full advantage of it. So I appreciate you just being a guy that just goes out there and works, you know, because it's awesome, because sometimes it works out and it did for you. So football is competitive, you know, especially college football. You earned an opportunity to play, to be a starter, which is, I mean, it's hard enough to make a 120-man roster and then, you know, maybe earn a scholarship and then even from there, you know, a lot of guys have a scholarly but don't play a lot or start. So now you're starting also. So can you share the value in your patience and especially in athletics?
Yes, sir. This past Saturday, I had my first start. It was a surreal experience. It was a dream ever since I knew I wanted to come back and play college ball. But just adapt and overcome. You know, I had to adapt to it and then overcome the obstacles of just knowing that I wasn't the guy yet. So, and then once it really hit me was in 2020 before the pandemic is when I was like, okay, you know, it's my time. It's right there in the making. And this is where I have to work for it.
And that was a really, really hard time to get focused. But I think some people really took advantage of that uncertain time because a lot of people didn't even try. They were just waiting to be helped. And again, I think that's why you're in the position you're in is it's attitude, man. Attitude is everything. Fourth Down Focus is partnering with PlayActionPools.com this season to bring some interactive fun to the sport we love most. You'll be able to get in the action with our Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everyone. Here's how it works. Sign up for our Believe Football Pick'em contest at PlayActionPools.com and get your picks in each week. We'll select the 10 highest profile NFL and college football games of the week. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and DC shoes. Again, go to PlayActionPools.com and sign up for the contest Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V, Football Pick'em. And now back to the show. The best specialists, they're constantly finding ways to improve. Whether it's refining a technique or emphasizing a muscle group in the weight room, great kickers, punters, and snappers are never satisfied. The draft is never final. No one's ever finished, you know, a season flawlessly, and no one probably ever will. Can you share your story of physical refinement and how it's helped change your snapping for the better?
Absolutely. When I came here to VSU, I was about 240 at 5'9.5", and we set on punts. And that was my biggest struggle was snapping and then getting up quick enough and setting and picking up my block. And, you know, I worked it. And I could, you know, flexibility in my weight was the issue of getting back to that quick. So in 2020, when the pandemic hit, everything closed. We had nothing to do, you know, no workouts, no gyms were open. But in my backyard, we have a carport and a few weights laying around and called it a dojo. And I started working out there in the hottest parts of the day. And then I started long distance running, you know, nothing. I would start with 5 miles and try to get 25 miles in each week. You know, it didn't happen all the time, but I just got better and better. And I'm still doing it till this day.
I'll have to share, you know, I didn't see you for a summer because of the pandemic and, you know, everything kind of shut down. There was no football summer camps in that summer. And that's the summer I didn't see you. So there was like a 2-year period where I really didn't see you from June to another 2 Junes. And when I did see you that next June, 2 years later, I really couldn't believe it. I mean, like, you looked like a linebacker, like a small linebacker, like, you know, like a fit, lean linebacker. And before you looked like a backup offensive guard or something, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. It just, yeah. you almost changed yourself and you got crap for it from the coaches because you almost looked too lean. You almost looked like you lost too much mass to be able to get nasty with some big guys in the trenches. But I just commend you because you changed yourself. And now when I look at people like you, I think everyone has the power to change. Now, I'm not asking everyone to lose 40 pounds, but, you know, I think it's awesome what you did. And I do think it was a catalyst. I think it helped get you where you are in a starting role. So great job with that. So I want to talk about another form of change, and that's a coaching change. You know, from an athlete's perspective, your perspective, can you share what it's like to go through a coaching change right in the middle of your career?
Yes, sir. Coach Webb, Kerry Webb, he's at Western Carolina now, but he's the one I called at VSU. He gave me a shot. And ever since then, you know, I stuck with him and I love him. Great coach. You know, glad he went up the, got that deal up at Western Carolina. And then Coach Reese coming in, you know, our whole punt scheme changed. I went from snapping and working on setting, you know, don't worry about getting downfield. And then we go from I'm hot to the ball guy. So that's what I'm used to. When I came in for setting, I was not used to that. And it took me, you know, 3 years to finally get it down and be efficient with it. So now it's kind of like, oh, man, here we go. We get to have some fun going downfield and hit some people.
Man, they're both great. They're great guys. We've had actually Coach Webb's been on the show, and I'm going to have Coach Reese on in a 2022 season. But you got lucky, you know. I'm not going to elaborate, but I went through a coaching change after my redshirt freshman year, and it was interesting, you know. It wasn't a good story. It affected our team, and it slowly affected the program. So you're lucky there. You're blessed with some good ones. But I wanted to ask you that because I do want to stress to the high school guys listening, don't fall in love with your college because of your coach. Your coach will probably not be there for your senior year. You'd be lucky to have him for half of your career. The turnover is high. Coaches, when they do too well, they go to another school. And when they do poorly, they get fired. So it's kind of a hat. You don't want to be there too long as a coach. So they're usually not. And I think you're experiencing that. I experienced that. So I wanted to get that message across to the listeners that fall in love with the school, fall in love with the academics, fall in love with the program, but do not fall in love with the coaching staff. Last thing, just something light. I always ask my players, I'd like to something like personal, maybe not about football, but it probably relates to football. If you could tell a high school specialist, a high school football player for that matter, who is listening to the show, because that's a lot of this crowd, what would you tell them, and why would you tell them what you're telling them?
I would just say, you know, keep going. You know, if something doesn't work out right away, like you always thought it was, or you've been planning it, you know, that's not the end for you. You know, if you didn't get that, you know, spot on a team or that college scholarship, you know, go and walk on. You just keep going, keep striving, doing what you have to do. You know, that was my mindset when I started changing things up. You know, just got to keep going.
Yeah. And you were consistent. You showed up every day and you gave your best and you got better. And eventually you got what you wanted, but you got it because you earned it. And that's really the only way you're going to do it is if you earn it. Some of us are blessed with, you know, 4.3 speed and 37 inch vertical, but some of us aren't. And there's a lot more examples of people who don't have it that make it than people who do. And it's the only way to do that is through work. So the last thing I want to ask you, if you don't mind, is would you share a few ways or a way the audience could reach you on social media? They wanted to get a hold of you.
The best way is Instagram. I'm most active on that. It's my username is bbuck_50. And that's on Instagram.
Excellent. bbuck_50. And I'll probably tag you with a little teaser from this show. So people can get it that way as well. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to everyone at Fourth Down Focus that Brett Buckridge was able to share some information that can and will benefit performance both on and off the field. Please give us a 5-star rating, a review, subscribe to the show, and share it with a friend. If you have questions related to the podcast or suggestions on future topics or guests, you have several ways to reach me. My website is fourthdownu.com. It has endless resources for both specialists and coaches. On social media, you can get me on Instagram or Twitter at @fourthdownu. That's at 4THDOWNU. Thanks again for joining the show. Presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week with an exciting new guest. I hope 2021 is treating each of you well. And remember, in all things, give thanks.